Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stewart is doing in his challenge of incumbent Senator Tim Kaine and some things that Corey Stewart said yesterday that have got everybody all riled up. That's coming up at 8:15. Then at 8:35, California police have made an arrest in at least one of their record-setting fires out there. We'll fill you in on the details in the next half hour. But first, I think it's safe to say that anxiety is building in a number of quarters about what might happen this weekend in Charlottesville, maybe, and in Washington, D.C., out in front of the White House, where white nationalists, white supremacists have indicated that they might be holding another rally a year after the one that killed the counter-protester Heather Heyer in Charlottesville last year and really gave a black eye to the entire Commonwealth. Brian Moran is Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security. And I appreciate you joining us this morning, Secretary Moran, because yesterday when we had the governor on, he said, watch this space. We'll have a press conference in the afternoon in Charlottesville. And then the news came out that you all have declared a state of emergency ahead of the potential Charlottesville rally. What prompted that action?
Well, I enjoyed the conversation with the governor yesterday, and yes, it was significantly, we announced the declaration along with the city of Charlottesville. And, you know, John, last year, the governor, Governor McAuliffe, sent overwhelming state resources to Charlottesville, over 500 state police, 125 military police with the National Guard, hundreds of others, and emergency managers. And obviously, they were not properly integrated into the response efforts. And that was a tremendous frustration. And this year, I will tell you, the meetings and the coordination and the collaboration with the city of Charlottesville has been extraordinary. Yesterday, I was in Charlottesville for a tabletop exercise, and it was a wonderful thing to observe. You had one room of emergency managers, law enforcement professionals walking through a scenario. You know, the Redskins practice, right? I mean, you have four scrimmage games, but right, real games. But this is exactly what we needed to do, and we are doing it. And so, I'm confident we've taken the necessary preparations, and the planning has gone into the one-year anniversary, and there are unknowns, but I think with the declaration and the pre-planning that has been conducted, we've done everything we can in terms of ensuring the safety of our citizens this weekend.
Secretary Brian Moran, head of Public Safety and Homeland Security here in Virginia, are you really expecting something in Charlottesville? Didn't the group that originally indicated they were going to have the rally pull back from seeking permits?
Yeah. Jason Kessler requested a permit. The city had adopted a permitting process. They rejected his request. It went to the court, and then he withdrew. So there is an unknown. But based on the intelligence we have been gathering, we do expect some groups to come to Charlottesville, and we're going to be ready. You know, there's obviously the unknown of who, what, when, where, but, you know, we're not – I'll tell you, John, I was out there last year. You know, I was there Friday night for the torch rally. I was there throughout the events of Saturday, and then into Sunday when Kessler tried to have his press conference. And I went to Heather Heyer's memorial service. I went to two state police funerals, and it had a profound effect on me. It had a profound effect on Governor McAuliffe, and we set out to make sure that we take the necessary steps that nothing like this would happen again. And we created a task force. We worked with professionals. We looked at what other states and cities do with respect to permits and these protests. And one of the big takeaways was to have the integration, adopt the National Incident Management System, develop a unified command. And that's what we set out to do. That's what we've been able to achieve heading up to this weekend. It really was a wonderful thing to see, a unified command with the state police, chief of police of Charlottesville. We even had folks from the city of Richmond there yesterday, Hanover, Henrico. These are real professionals that are coming together to ensure that we have a safe weekend. And again, it had a profound effect. I know it had a profound effect. It had a profound effect on everyone.
It sounds like everybody is coordinating to keep the public safe. But let me ask you, without the permits, what is acceptable and what is unacceptable in Charlottesville this weekend?
Sure. Well, people can exercise their First Amendment rights without a permit on a spontaneous demonstration. That's what we would expect now that there are no permits. But the government has to do it in a peaceful manner. There are a laundry list of weapons that will be prohibited. We are establishing a perimeter around the downtown. If people have to come, I'd encourage them not to come and enjoy the city of Charlottesville on another weekend. But if they have to come to Charlottesville this weekend, and for those who are already in Charlottesville, ask you to be self-aware, be aware of your surroundings, report suspicious activity. We are going to have resources on the ground to make sure people are behaving in a peaceful, responsible manner, which is not going to tolerate any violence.
Well, that seems like a good line to draw there. Let me ask you real quick about the rally in D.C. Are you thinking there could be spillover into Virginia, given the metro situation, assuming that that one takes place in Lafayette Park across from the White House?
Yeah, the declaration that the governor declared yesterday is a statewide declaration. We are monitoring the activities in Northern Virginia and D.C. very closely. We have calls with them as well with D.C. You know, the protests may very well be permitted in the District of Columbia. And, you know, they have experience with these things, John. It's not like a small city like Charlottesville, less than 50,000 people. They have experience with large events. We're concerned with the transportation to D.C. There's, you know, they may very well be using our metro system, and that may develop, you know, protesters, counter-protester situation. And so we are supporting Fairfax County Police Department. The state police will be supporting them in their efforts to ensure the safety of, you know, metro travelers and all those who would protest both sides. So it's a that we are monitoring very closely and as a flashpoint as well.
Well, sounds like everybody is at attention as we head into this weekend, and we'll just hope that that nothing bad happens, and we appreciate you coming on to explain where the state is.
Fine, but we've done more than hope, John.
In this case, you got it.
Yes, we've done more than hope, and I just want to thank all of those law enforcement, first responder officials, the city. The coordination has been fabulous, and yeah, we've done more than hope. I mean, we're prepared, but you know, there's always the unknown, and we just ask the citizens to be self-aware of their surroundings and report any suspicious activity.
And civil. Brian Moran, Virginia Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security. Really do always appreciate it when you can join us on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
8:14 on this Thursday. Time for traffic and weather together here on News Radio WRVA. Let's go to the Richmond Raceway Traffic Center.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.